Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Hey, we were left off in the middle of Sif Gimel, the very end of page 78. We'll just begin from the beginning of Sif Gimel and get a running start. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Ein nosdin kli b'shabes tachas haner l'kabel shemen hanotev. You are not allowed to place a vessel on Shabbos under the candle to receive the dripping oil. Mipnei shu mevatel kli mehecheno. Because that is canceling out a kli from its use. Because once the oil, which is muksa, falls into the kli, you can no longer use that kli on Shabbos. And as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, that's like breaking a kli. And we continue now in the Mechaber, the last few words on page 78. Umutter litno mi bod yom. But you are allowed to put a vessel underneath the candle while it is still day on Friday in order to collect the oil that will drip on Shabbos. V'ashemen ha-noteif aser lihistapek mimenu b'Shabbos. And the oil that drips will be usher to be used on Shabbos. The Rambam then writes on the top of page Mem, V'osr liga b'ner dolek ishu tolui. It is usher to touch a burning candle when it is hanging. Afal pi she'enu metaltalo, even though you're not moving it. V'ein bo mishum muktzah b'negiya ba'alma. And as we know, there's no problem of muktzah by touching. Mikom akom aser, still it is forbidden. Pen yisnaded ktsas minigyaso, it might move a little bit from your touching. Viyata, and it will tilt. And now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page 78. Siv zayin, siv katan zayin. Vashemen hanotev, and we said that the oil that drips will be aser. V'im lo notaf lesocho shemin klal. If you put a kli underneath the nair from before Shabbos and no oil dripped on it. The kli will not become usher to move with a machshava alone, just having a thought that you're going to use it to catch the oil. If it didn't actually catch any oil, it will not become usher. The Yerabba writes that if the oil dripped into it before Shabbos, that is a fulfillment of your thoughts that you had. And that will make the kli a kli shemalta l'iser. Af im achakach nishbach hashemen, even if afterwards you poured out the oil was not there, it's still going to get a status of a kli shemalta l'iser, which is a chiddush. So he's saying that you put a kli there before Shabbos, the oil drips down on Shabbos and comes out before Shabbos. So by the time Shabbos comes, nothing's there. But since it dripped there even before Shabbos alone, it already gives it the status of a kli shemalta l'iser. Ukimo im hiniach mos ala kli mibod yom. Similar to a case where you put money on a vessel or a bed while it was still day, even if the money was removed from the bed before Shabbos, mikomokom havi miyuchad leisr v'havi muktzah. That makes it designated for isr, and that makes it muktzah. The bed will be muktzah. V'ayim prim megadim. So if you look at note 16, he brings that from the prim megadim, that the prim megadim actually argues on this entire Eli Rabba, and he writes, Shom tom al divrei Eli Rabba. The prim megadim is bewildered by this Eli Rabba. Sharedino shel Hashem and kal midin hamitam yuchades adoras mos shehun chwalei mos v'nitlu b'menu b'od yom. This case of the oil dripping onto the kli before Shabbos is much more lenient than the case of the bed that's designated for placing money down, that you had the money placed down and removed before Shabbos. Lefi shehashem shenota mibod yom eino muktza b'Shabbos. The case of the money is always muktza from before Shabbos. We know it's going to be muktza, but oil that dripped onto a kli before Shabbos, the oil is not muktza. And also the kli, therefore, is not designated for this purpose, because by the time Shabbos came, in our case, the oil is gone. So although the Eli Rabba said that if oil drips onto the kli and goes off before Shabbos, the kli gets the status of a kli shabbat l'isr, like the case of the bed, the Prima Gadam argues and says it's not true. Since the oil that comes on before Shabbos is not even muktzah, it's mutter before Shabbos, and it's off before time Shabbos comes, so it's not meyuchad for anything, it's a regular kli, you would not get the status of a kli shemalata l'isr. Says the Mishnah Berurah right there in Sifkat and Ches. Sifkat and Ches is going on that which the Mechaber said, that the oil that drips down on Shabbos into the kli that you place there will be usher to be used on Shabbos. So you put the kli before Shabbos, but the oil drip down on Shabbos, you cannot use that oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'nira afilu yeshem and heter harbi b'kli mibod yom. Even if you had a lot of mutter oil that was in the kli from before Shabbos, v'hinicha oz l'kabel shem hanotif, and you put it before Shabbos under the candle to receive the dripping oil, mikomakom aser l'histapik, it's still aser to use the oil from the kli. Even though most of it is really mutter, only a little bit of it is aser, We don't say it's batel barov, the davar sheish lamatir and lo batel. Something that will eventually have a heter, like in this case, after Shabbos, it all becomes mutter, and therefore we don't go baser the rov, and therefore it's not batel, and therefore all the oil in the kli will be forbidden. B'Shabbos, says the Mishaburis of Kodun Tes, shekvar hukta Hashem ben Hashmashos, you already pushed away this oil by putting it in the candle during ben Hashmashos. Umigud is katsoi ben Hashmashos laner, and since it was set aside, it was hukta during ben Hashmashos for the candle, is katsoi l'kul yom, that's considered mukta for the whole day. V'gama kli osir betultul ayidei Hashemen shenase bosisla, and even the kli is osir to be moved because of the oil that dripped on Shabbos, because it becomes a basis. Now the MS is that it doesn't really become a basis, because a basis is only if the muktzah was there during Ben Hashmashos. So here it really just means that you'll be also to move the kli, because it will be total muktzah, because there's muktzah on it, but the kli in fact would not become a basis in this case, if the oil only dripped on Shabbos, if it was not there during the entire Ben Hashmashos. The next thing we saw in the Ramah was that it is aser to touch a candle that is lit, that is hanging, even if you're not moving it, we're worried that even though there's no problem of muktzah by touching, but we're worried that by touching it, you might move it a little bit, and that will be viyata, and it will tilt. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkotan Yud, it's mashma mizeh, it's mashma from the Ramah, the beloch shash hatoya, that if there's no concern of tilting the candle, meaning the candle already was extinguished, it's not lit anymore, it's mashma from the Ramah, ein lochosh mipnei iser tiltul muktzah ayidei anidnud. It's mashma, we're not worried about the fact that you might touch it, it might move, we're not so worried about it. Because the whole concern of the Ramo is it's lit and shemayata. It might, by moving it, tilt. Mashmav, there's no concern of tilting because the nair is already extinguished. It wouldn't be a problem. However, the Magen Avram writes, Kosel Magen Avram, the Mari Shadover Heter Munoch Olav. The case that you can be medayik in the Ramo that will be okay to touch the candle is dafka, a case where there's a Dover Heter that is resting on the candle. The road said Likach Mimenu, when you want to take some of the mutter thing. That would be tiltul min atzad, the tzorot of ra mutter, and that would be mutter. Kemosha kosav and simen shin yud alas of ches. Avaliga bo mamish oseh b'menorah tluya. But even if the candle is extinguished, says the Magen Avraham, it would be oser to touch the hanging candle. Afilu ein haner dolekas besocha, even if the candle is not lit right now. Ayin b'bir alocha. So let's look at the bir alocha, the top line, pen yis nadneid. Ayin b'mishabura mashikosati b'shem Magen Avraham. Look what I wrote in the Mishabura B'Shein the Magen Avram, that it's only okay if you're taking over Dover Heter from the Ner, but touching a Ner Stam, even if it's not lit, will be Aser. V'etiko Dvarav Kama Achrona, many Achrona bring down this sheet of the Magen Avram. Omnon Be'or Zarua Shemimenu Noveya Hadin Shel HaRamah, but in the Or Zarua, who is really the basis of the Halacha of the Ramah, Matzasi I found, says the Chavetz Chaim, that Afilo Nogeya Mamish B'Menorah Tzluya Mikri Tilto Meratzad. Even just touching the menorah straight up, you don't need that you're taking off a davar heter. Even just touching the menorah and it moves, that would be considered on its own tiltul min atzad. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds on to this, the reason why it would be okay, it's also, it's not a vada that it's going to move. It's a davar shein meskavin. But if it's lit, then we're concerned because then it's a chashash d'oraisa. But if it's not lit, it's only a matter of muktzah, so since it's not necessarily going to move, then it would be okay, says Aruch HaShulchan, Lafid or Zarua, to in fact touch the candle, because even if it does move, it's only tiltul min atzad, and it won't necessarily move. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkatan Yuralef Yata, the concern again in the Ramah was that if the Ner is lit and you touch it when it's hanging, it might move and tilt. Yata Hashemen El Apsila V'Yischayev Mishum Avir, it might tilt the oil towards the wick and be Mechayev you for igniting. O Kasher Yerchakeyu, or if by moving it you're moving the oil away from the wick, Yischayev Mishum Mechabe, then you'll be over the Isra of Mechabe. V'ayim B'simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sev Gimel D'Bener Shal Shava Lo Chashin Lazeh. When it comes to a wax candle, we're not concerned with touching it, that Shemiyata. The Be'er Halacha does discuss that there are cases that we are worried Shemiyata by a Ner Shal Shava, but in the simple case of just touching it, here the Mishnah Berurah says that we'll see later on that there would be no chashash. Continues the Mechaber in Sev Dalud. Nosnim Kli Tachas HaNer L'Kabel Nitzotzos. As opposed to what we discussed in the last sif, you can't put a kli underneath to catch the oil, because that's a problem of mevatel kli me'echeino. You can put a kli under, even on Shabbos, to catch the sparks. Mipnei she'ein b'hem mamish, the sparks don't have any mamoshes to them. Ve'ein kam bitul kli me'echeino, and this would not be a problem of canceling out the kli for its use. Aval lo yitein l'socho mayim afilu mibodyom, but you should not put water in the kli, even before Shabbos. Because that makes the sparks go out even faster. And even doing it on Friday is a problem because the word, you might come to do it on Shabbos. But you are allowed to put water before Shabbos in the cups in which you're going to have the oil. You're not really trying to extinguish by putting the water under the oil. You want to put some water, and then you want to have the oil raised up a little higher. So that would be permissible from before Shabbos, because your kavana is not for the kivui. The Ramah says, V'yesh omer mafilu miskavin l'kivui shari. The Ramah says, even if your kavana is that it should be extinguished by the water when it reaches it, it's still permissible. Me'achar she'ein ha'mayim ba'ayin. Since the water is not the end, it's not visible, it's under elotachas ha'shemen, it's under the oil. So lohavi elaguram kibui, it's only considered like a grama in the kibui. It's an indirect cause of the extinguishing. V'chein ohogim, and that is the minhug, that we are matarid, even if you are mechavin, for the kibui. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sifkoton Yud Beis. So we said you could put a kli under a nair to catch the sparks. Afilu b'Shabbos. Sifkoton Yud Gimel Akabal Nitzotzos. Shalheves hanoteves min aner. Sparks, little flames that are falling out from the candle. Kedei shelo yudlok ma shetachlov. The purpose of the kli there, to catch the sparks, so you shouldn't cause a fire for that which is underneath it. So we said that the reason why it's mutter is because sparks are a davar she'en bo mamish. Banitzotzos, the sparks themselves have no mamashos. Shemiyad hein kabin, immediately when the sparks hit the kli, they get extinguished. Umutil taltel es hakli af achar shenoflu l'socho. And you're allowed to move the kli even after the sparks fell into the kli. The ein kan bitul kli meicheno af l'shoa mu'etes. This is not even considered a bitul kli from its purpose, even for a short time, because immediately upon landing in the kli, it gets extinguished. Miu, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, ha'efer shel nitzotzos osur l'taltalam. But the ashes that remain after the sparks go out, they will be osur in tiltal to have inolod. That's the Magen Avraham, v'ayim be'el Yerabah. Now the El Yerabah argues the Magen Avraham and says that the sparks are davash emo mamish, so the ash that comes out of it is emo mamish. But there is a difficulty here in the Magen Avraham, because the Mishnah Berurah just said that it's not considered a bitul kli meicheno even for a moment. And yet you're telling me that the ashes that result from the sparks are considered mukta, they're usr in tiltal. So if they're there and they're usr in tiltal, maybe that should be a problem. But the answer is that you could, since you could shake it out immediately, as opposed to the case that we had yesterday, we have a little gacheles on top of the psila, on top of the wick, you have a little coal. So that was a problem, because if that falls onto the kli, it doesn't extinguish right away. So that's mevadel kli me'achino in the time before it gets extinguished. You can't shake it out right away because it's a psikresha, you're going to extinguish it. But over here, it's not a problem, because since it goes out immediately and you can shake it out right away, therefore it is not considered mevadel kli me'achino even for a short amount of time. And therefore, it would be okay to move the kli afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kodon Tezvav, the Mechaber then told us that even though you're allowed to put a vessel under a nair to catch the sparks are something she'en bo mamish, and it's not being mevatel kli me'acheno, but the Mechaber then said, but in the kli to place water there, even before Shabbos, is going to be a problem because it brings the kibui closer. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezvav, V'afal gav de bishar melachos kai melon. Even though when it comes to other malachos of Shabbos, we hold the shari lahasil oso mibol yom. You're allowed to start it from before Shabbos. V'hamalacha nigmeres b'Shabbos, and the malacha will continue into Shabbos. K'moshe kasav reish simen reish nun beis. Like we learned in depth in simen reish nun beis. V'logazrin ha'shem yasir lahasil kem b'Shabbos. And we don't make a gzeira, don't start it before Shabbos and have it extend into Shabbos because you may come to start it on Shabbos. We don't make such a gzeira. So why here are we so concerned? Shani Hassan, there it's different. Kol yodim shu malacha. In those cases, everyone knows that particular thing is a malacha. V'lo yitu lasos kem b'Shabbos. So if you allow them to begin it on Friday and let it continue on its own in Shabbos, we're not worried. They're going to start to do it on Shabbos, the malacha that everybody knows about. Aval hacha, but over here, yeishlachu shema yachshov shema zeh shum iser. Here the concern is a person might think, what's the big deal on Shabbos to put a little water in a kli and move it closer to the nair? The yasa came to Shabbos. The concern is you might come to do it on Shabbos. You might take the kli with water and lift it up closer, and that will actually be doing kibui on Shabbos. And therefore, since that's something that person might not chap, that it's an iser malacha, so he asked her to even put in the water in the kli from before Shabbos, that will cause the kibui. Sifkaton tes zayin. The Mechaber had said that even before Shabbos it's Aser, because it's Makariv Isman Kibui of the Nitzotzot. Says the Mishabur and Tezayim, Kosav El Yerabba B'Shem Isser V'Heter. The El Yerabba writes B'Shem the Isser V'Heter, Kishiyesh Sakonas Dleika. If there is a concern that there might be a fire, there's a sakana, chas v'shalom, mutter liten kli mole mayim l'kabal nitzotzos. Then you're allowed to put, even on Shabbos, a kli filled with water to catch the sparks to avoid a real fire. Lefiza, according to this, isa v'heter, in roa ner shen nichbaf, if you see a candle that's bent over, v'yipol al shulchan, and it's threatening to fall onto the table, rashai lahamit tachtav kli mole mayim. You would be allowed to fill up a kli of water and put it underneath to catch the candle. The Prima Gadam is not very happy with this halacha of this of Heter. But says the Chavetz Chaim, v'nira di'esh halacha v'makom atchak al-yidei katan. However, if you're really afraid that your house is going to burn down, you see a candle bent over, so you can be lenient in that pressing situation through a katan. You should ask a katan, if you have one, to fill a kli up with water, put it underneath, so should the candle fall, it will fall into the water. So if katan yud zayin is going on the last case of the Mechaber, the last case of the Mechaber was that even though we said you can't put water in a kli to catch the spark, but you could put water in the kli that has the oil underneath the oil, obviously. That's the way it goes. The water will be underneath, the oil will be on top. And we said the reason for that is, since you're not miskavin l'kibui el l'hagbiyah ha-shaman. The Mechaber said you're not mechavin for extinguishing. Your only kavana is to raise up the oil. Says the Mishavur in Yudzayin, v'alkein lo gazrinan shi'asa kein b'Shabbos. And therefore we're not worried they're going to do it on Shabbos because your kavana is not for extinguishing. Then the Ramah said that there are those who are more lenient, that they say even if your kavana is for kibui, it's mutter, since the water is not be'en, it's under the oil, and it's only a gram kibui, and therefore it's mutter. I'd like to see a couple of the two last bir halachas in the siman before we see the last Mishnah Berurah. The second to last bir halacha, miskavin l'kibui. The Ramah says, even if you're miskavin l'kibui, it's okay. So the bir halachas bother really miskavin l'kibui. You're having the water underneath the oil, it doesn't reach the water until the oil's done. So the oil's done, it says it goes out by itself. So what are you talking about? You're miskavin l'kibui. So says the bir halacha pirish, what it means is, shemiskavin sha'achar sheyichla ha'shemim. Your kavana is that after the oil runs out, yiskabe tekef, it should get extinguished right away by the water, v'lo yiskalkel ha'kli. It shouldn't come to do any damage to the kli. Ken kosav ha'taz, that's what the Taz writes, u'be'el yirabe v'shem ha'mabusha yom tov pirish, the El Yirabe explains v'shem ha'mabusha yom tov, when the oil gets very low and close to the water, the way it works, you could try this at home and test it out, that if you have water underneath the oil, even while there is some oil still there, once it gets close to the water, it already will go out. The kamash molon da'afibu miskaven shi'eskabe v'shul z'ashari. The chiddush of the Ramah is, in every kavana is to save some oil, to have it go out a little early while there's still a little bit of oil left and you can have extra oil, even that's going to be mutter. So your kavana again is either to save the kli or to save the oil. Either way, the Ramah is saying that if you're mechavin l'kibui, it's still going to be mutter. Again, the reason is because the water is really not be'en, it's hidden underneath the shemen. Says the bir halacha, what?
The kavana is to save the oil or just to have it through the...
According to the second pshat, the kavana is to save the oil. To save the oil. Says the bir halacha in the last bir halacha, gram kibui. So the Ramah said this is okay because it's only a gram kibui. You're only doing a gram in the kibui. The after besimin shin lamedalad kaimalon the gram kibui shari dafka b'makum pseida. And even though we're going to see later on that gram kibui is really only mutter when it's a place of a loss, and here there's no loss. Zeu b'Shabbos atzma. There in Shin Lamedal, it's talking about Shabbos itself. On Shabbos, gram kibui is going to be usher unless it's a makom pseida. Avalogas rina b'chiyagavne erev Shabbos atur Shabbos. But here in the Ramah and the Mechaber, we're talking about doing things before Shabbos, and therefore we're not gozer on gram kibui before Shabbos because you might come to do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it is usher if it's not a makom pseida. But we're not going to usher it so far to go erev Shabbos. Let's see the final mishaburis of Katan Yudches. This is going in the Ramah, again, that Yesh Omrim, that those who say that even if you are miskavin for kibui, it is permissible. Says the Mishabura v'litein bi'erev Shabbos mayim l'toch ha'kona sha'omed boner shava ochelev, to place in the holder that is holding your wax candle water, kidei she'yichbe k'shiyavu aramayim. So when the candle goes down towards the water will extinguish it. Aser l'kuyam, that will be aser, according to everyone, even on erev Shabbos, to ha'miskavin l'kibui. Because there your kavana is for extinguishing the ha'esh nofel l'socho mamish, and the fire is going to mamish fall into the water. V'hamayim ba'ayin v'hein tachas ha'esh. And here the water is not underneath the oil. The water is be'en, you could see it, and it's right under the fire. Mikol mokom b'mkom tzorech yesh lahatir bazeh. However, in a time of need, you can be matir over here. Lismoch ala poskim desvirlu. You can rely on the shitas that hold. The davka geshamayim bekli acher aser. It's only aser before Shabbos to put water in a separate kli. Again, I put it under to catch the sparks. That would be a problem. Shema yasa came b'Shabbos, because they were worried that you might come to do it on Shabbos. Ava ba'oso ner atzmo. But to put water in the nair where the candle is itself, lo shayach l'migzar sheyasa came b'Shabbos. There's not shadowy exera. Have you put the water in the holder of the candle on before Shabbos? You come to put the water in there on Shabbos. Shakol yodim sheyasa liga b'ner adolok. Everyone knows that you can't move and you can't touch a candle that is lit. And therefore, there's no concern. There is a concern to put water in a separate kli on Erev Shabbos to catch the sparks, because then you might come to put the water and raise the kli up with the water in it towards the sparks on Shabbos, which would be a problem that you might do because there's a separate kli. But to put water in the kli, we never do that on Shabbos, and therefore, you can rely on those poskim to do it even on Erev Shabbos. Gami zor litein hamayim bekona kodem shemad lekaner. You should also be careful to put the water in the holder before you actually light the candle. That's again to be covered more shitas, even though in note 26 the Chazon Ish says that on Erev Shabbos it's mutar loses mayim bekona afili maner kfar dolik. He says you don't have to worry about this. Even if the ner is lit, you already can put water on Erev Shabbos inside the holder of the candle. Ulukul yama, but according to everyone, mutar litchov haner bi Erev Shabbos leso chachol v'kayotze. Everyone knows it would be permissible to put a candle on Erev Shabbos inside sand or something similar. Be'inyan shekeshi yagia or l'sham yimna'eu milisrov yosev yichba me'elov. In order that when the fire reaches down towards the sand, it will prevent it from burning more, and it will go out on its own. Shegram kibui. That's a gram kibui through sand. There is no gzera of doing anything on Shabbos, and therefore everyone agrees that on Erev Shabbos that would be permissible. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the new siman Reish Samach Vav.